Mr. Badger.
Somebody back? Army Corps of Engineers requests authorization to place overboard in an unconfined manner up to 65,000 cubic yards of dredge material per dredge cycle from the hydraulic maintenance dredging of the two federal project channels near Tangier Island in Accomack County. The material will be deposited along the western shore of the island, south of the existing seawall, and along the northwest shoreline of the Tangier Island uppers. Submerged lands, wetlands, coastal primary sand dunes / beach permits will be required. I can't remember the last time the commission held a public hearing that addressed all three jurisdictions at the same time through VMRC. And the reason that you have this in front of you today is because the Accomack County Wetlands Board has not adopted the coastal primary sand dune and beach ordinance, and also that the wetlands involved in the project are state-owned. Therefore, the commission, rather than Accomack County Wetlands Board, must issue a permit for their use. And finally, while the act of dredging of a federal channel is authorized by code, the placement of the dredge material overboard in the proposed sites is not exempt and therefore requires a permit. So what you've got here is a dredge channel. It's not in our jurisdictions because it's federal. You have two placement sites. The southern site, south of the airport, will have to issue it's all the same permit, but it's dune, beach, and subaqueous permit there. And on the uppers, there'll be a wetlands because it's state marsh, dune beach because Accomack doesn't have the dune beach ordinance, and subaqueous permits. A little different. A map showing the location of Tangier, middle of Chesapeake Bay, Accomack County. Upperts is this area right here. Town is in this area, and the two arrows mark the two placement sites. It's an Army Corps map showing the two federal channels, one coming into the basin and the Town Harbor, and one going out to Chesapeake Bay. This channel has to be dredged. They dredge them at the same time, and they're dredged every 2 to 3 years. And the existing placement site, which is still under permit, is in this area right here, just south of the airport. And the upper's placement site will be here where there's a breach in the marsh. Thought this was interesting, just to give you a little history where the placement for all the dredging that's gone on around Tangier has gone in the past. Started in the 20s over in this area, moved up to the 60s in green, and the 70s in these orange spots. 90s, it gets back down to where one of the placement sites is now along here, and then in 2000 is the existing permitted area, which actually continues down a little bit farther. These are the two placement sites. The uppers is 2,300 feet long. The berm itself will be 100 feet wide. It's a sacrificial berm. And then from the berm, it will slope towards submerged lands at a 20-to-1 slope. So the approximate distance from the back of the berm to the farthest encroachment into state-owned waters is approximately 250 feet total. And the maximum height will be 3 feet, which is just a little bit above the marsh height in that area. On the southern end, which is the current placement site and is being applied for again to continue for another period of time, is approximately 2,500 feet long. Same thing. Berm is 100 feet wide. Maximum height there will be 4 feet above mean low water or the height of the dune, whichever is less. And the placement material is 70 to 95% sand that's coming out of the federal channel. This is the existing placement site. The airport runway is here. Material has been coming in this area for quite some time. VIMS indicates that the placement of the material at the existing site has proven to be an effective erosion protection method for the shoreline for the past 30 years. They also state that the continued use of the site is appropriate if the dredge material has suitable grain size for beach placement. Again, this is just the area that they can use. They usually don't use it all. They usually keep it in this area right through here. Again, an aerial view. My red lines mark the extent of the permitted placement site. And you can see Tana Tangier. And again, the upperts, this is a piece right up here, this marshy area. As you can see, we caught them at the same time that they were using the spoil site. The material's coming through pipes through here, and it's being placed here, and there's a bulldozer in this area. And as this fills up, they re-level it, and they keep moving. Plan view drawing in red is the nourishment area, no higher than the existing sand dune, going down to approximately 3.5 feet mean low water, not what it mean low, cross section, no higher than 4 feet. Again, just crane shot, bulldozer, spoil. Looks like they've worked up in this area. You can see all the sand that's up here that looks like it's fairly new. It's working site. This was on April 3rd. I don't think they're going to finish their project before the time of year restriction comes into effect in the last day of April or the first day of May. This is the upperts. Federal Channel coming in here. Tangier is just off the screen, and coming out here is Federal Channel. VIM states that a recent ecosystem restoration study determined that a stabilization project at this location is justified to reduce erosion of the fine-grained sediment for the tidal marshes and to reduce the wave energy reaching interior marshes and SAV beds. If no action is taken and the breaches maintains itself, accelerated erosion on the interior marshes is expected, similar to what's happened on the marshes up in Maryland, which would be north of here. So basically, if this continues to get larger, this will erode away, and all the erosion, or some of the erosion, will start coming into this area, which will hasten the erosion of the upperts. And one of the predictions is that the entire upperts will be gone by 2100 due to erosion, sea level rise, and subsidence. This, I believe, is a fairly conservative prediction. Again, this is the location of the sacrificial berm. And VIMS indicates that the introduction of the sand dredge material to this part of the Tangier Island ecosystem is not expected to have significant adverse environmental impacts. A little closer view. This was in 2009, and this has changed quite a bit since then. Again, the extent of the berm, the proposed sacrificial berm. Just an aerial looking at the upperts. You can see this is where the breach is. There's the breach, the erosion. Sacrificial berm will be placed in this area. You can see that the sand has moved eastward, and there's peat, marsh peat in the front of the island now, or in front of the beach itself. Here's your breach, and there's another breach that started up in here too. The intent is to come in front of here with the berm, the artificial berm. Now you're looking towards the west, and you can see this is approximately 2 feet of water in here now. It's approximately 50 feet wide. So if it continues, it's going to get worse. And this whole area, you can see, is not very wide, and this will erode away, and then you're really exposed here, which will hasten the erosion.
Hank, how wide is the band of sand that they're going to put in front of that?
The berm itself will be, which is right here, is 100 foot wide, and then it's going to be on a 20-to-1 slope. So it'll be approximately, by the time it goes to a maximum of negative 5 feet, mean sea level will be about 200-250 feet.
And what's the anticipated length of time that it's going to stay there where that breach is now?
Unknown. Seriously.
Not going to last long, though, is it?
Well,
this is sort of a temporary.
I think it's a temporary fix until possibly there's some state or federal funding. My guess is there won't be any. It's a pretty major project to save the upperts. These are just cross-sectional drawings, starting at the southern end. You can see here, this is where the breach is. They'll come in here with a 3 foot of elevation, continue out to, they've got to minus two at that point, but some of the other plan views show minus five. Just coming north with the cross sections.
Excuse me.
Tiger.
When we're looking at this drawing and the other drawing in particular, the blue, is that the bay or is that the interior pond there?
Okay, which one? This one?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, right. That's your bay.
That's the bay over there.
And this is the a little small embayment behind it.
Right. Okay. So can I ask a further question?
Sure.
So, in your experience, you know the area well. Is it what happens that the northwest pushes the water over top of the beach, floods the pond, and then when the wind swings around, the water pushes out of the pond and opens that 2 foot?
Well, it's not a pond. It is a bay. It really, we're on the back of the bay.
Right.
Originally, and all the water would normally ebb and flow from the east side of it. So.
Oh, okay.
I can go back. It comes out, Mr. Tank, it comes out this way. This was the back of the bay. Let me. There you go.
Okay.
So,
yes, sir.
So which, the water's flowing which way?
Normally, the water would come in like this. And
okay.
Once this was breached, now it's coming in this way and this way.
Okay. Thank you. Mr. Plumlee?
Are we only approving the alternate placement site?
No, we're approving both of them. The first site, south of the bridge, excuse me, south of the airport, is permitted now, but the permit will run out prior
in 2014?
To, yeah, prior to the next red cycle,
okay. Which
is 2 years. And because of this breach, I think they may decide to go up in this area as soon as possible the next time.
Will there be a new expiration date?
Yes.
What will that be?
5 years from
5 years?
Today. Okay. With the possibility of renewing for another five. We usually max our permits out at 10 years.
I believe I read that no SAVs will be covered by the sand. You can confirm that. Okay.
The SAVs are on the back side,
right.
The eastern side. I can show you here in a minute.
The Tangier Bay side.
Yes. I'll get to the. Let me run through these screenshots,
okay.
And I'll get right back to where the SAVs are. This is the north end looking towards Tangier. Nourishment will be coming along right here. Again, a little closer. One of the issues that came up while I was out there, you can see this power line. This is on the very back side of the marsh. That's the power that goes to Smith Island.
Oh, really?
Yes. The power line, I'll show you in another. You may not be able to see it. Right there. That's the power line, and it comes down like that and then goes back up. Well, it was all fine and dandy until the marsh broke through. Now, we tried to go through there with a boat, with a VMRC boat, and had an antenna. We couldn't go through because it was going to hit the antenna. So some conference with A&N Electric is probably in order here as far as making them part of our permit may not be a bad idea as far as consultation to the pre-construction site visit. This SAV is in this general area back here,
mm-hmm.
Through here, all through here, a little bit in this area, down through here, and all the way down in this area, but nothing's on this side.
Okay.
PHMS also recommends continuing the time of year restriction for the placement of dredge material for either of the two sites to between October 1st and April 30th. due to the potential for adverse impacts on water quality and living resources. Juvenile fish species, sea turtles, blue crabs are less abundant in the adjacent waters and wetland habitats during that time of year. Also, marsh productivity will not be as interrupted as much compared to the beach berm construction during the growing season. Reduced water quality during the late summer high temperatures periods is particularly stressful for SAV. And finally, they recommend consulting with NOAA Fisheries and Fish and Wildlife concerning the tiger beetle habitat issue. We have also a comment from the Department of Conservation and Recreation, and they state that the current activity will not affect any documented state listed plants or insects, and no public opposition has been received to date, and no agency has expressed opposition to the project. Our summary and recommendation. Some projects suggest, or some projections suggest, that the upperts will erode away by the year 2100 unless some action is taken. Once the island has eroded, the town of Tangier will be directly exposed to waves generated by winds blowing from the north. While staff believes the filling of the breach will not stop the upperts from eroding away, leaving the breach alone will allow continued erosion and exposure and expose the small bay east of the western shoreline to increased erosion. We do agree with them that the placement sites are appropriate provided the dredge material is suitable for beach placement. We did a site visit on April 3rd of this year at the time that the Federal Channel was being dredged, and our observations suggested the material is suitable for beach placement. We also agree that a time of year restriction for the placement of the dredge material should be required due to the potential adverse impacts to blue crabs, SAV, and marsh productivity during the growing season, which is the same restriction that are on the existing permit for the placement site to the site now. FEMS also recommended consulting with NOAA Fisheries and Fish and Wildlife concerning the tiger beetle habitat. We believe the Corps is in consultation with NOAA and Fish and Wildlife concerning the tiger beetle habitat. And as is stated, DCR states that the current activity will not affect any documented state-listed plants or insects. Therefore, after evaluating the merits of the project and after considering all the factors contained in 28.2-1205A, 28.2-1302-10B, and 28.2-1403-10B of the Code of Virginia, staff recommends approval of the project as submitted with the following two conditions. One, the overboard placement of the dredge material be confined to the period of October 1st through April 30th in order to maximize the adverse effects to minimize. That would be bad. To minimize the adverse effects to blue crabs, SAV, marsh productivity during the growing season that may be present in or near the project area. And two, the applicant be required to submit post-placement bathymetric and cross-sectional surveys of the placement sites used within 90 days of the completion of the placement of the dredge material.
Mr. Taggart?
I have one question for you, Hank. Again, with your knowledge of the area, it seems to me that the time of year restriction seems maybe a little excessive given where we are on the west side of the island. The marsh really doesn't exist there. There is no SAV. We'll be putting sand on sand. And if there is no upwards, there isn't going to be any tiger beetle. There's not going to be any blue crab. There's not going to be any marsh. I almost wonder if we're being too restrictive on something that's really pretty benevolent for the wildlife that's there.
Well, I'm sure the Army Corps would be happy to agree with you on that. It does create a problem for them in their dredging cycle,
right,
getting the contractor in because he's there in the worst possible time. And that's where they've had problems getting the dredging done on time.
Right.
That being said, just a little history. One of the permits that was first issued in the early 90s, one of the concerns was from the local waterman on the blue crab that was in this where they pot off here, and also because of the crab shedding, soft crab industry that was in here, the sediment that could potentially come down and go in here,
okay.
They had concerns about that. So that was the original idea of why we put the time of year restriction back in the 90s.
Thank you.
Any further questions, Mr. Badger? Mr. Plumlee?
There were a couple of other studies that the VIMS had mentioned, and they're not in your conditions, and I was wondering if there was, you know, maybe it's not the funding for it, but the periodic sediment grain analysis that VIMS was asking for, and also the annual monitoring report on the fate of the material. Can you address that?
As far as the sampling, or the last one was done in 05. I guess that was not part of your packet, but and we didn't feel like the material has changed any. There's nothing new that's going out there, and it was just an added expense.
Okay.
For the Army Corps to do. And what was the second question?
It was about the annual monitoring of the to see what basically how this was working, you know, as a solution.
Well, we can make that a part of the condition, but I think we were getting the 90 days afterwards, and we're going to get another one probably in 2 years when they redo it again.
Okay.
That was our rationale behind it. But
that makes sense to me. I just didn't see it addressed in the in your conditions and wondered if that what the reasoning was. But it seems rational that they're going to be back asking for the same thing, so you can sort of analyze it at that point.
And they'll have to come to us, and they'll have to do post cross-sectional drawings.
Thank you.
Any further questions? Does the applicant represented wish to be heard? No?
We're
going to answer any questions. Okay. Appreciate that. Any opposition? Seeing none. The matter is before the commission. Mr. Palmer.
I spoke with Dan Dyes. He's the president of the Watermen's Association on Tangier, and I believe he's a member of the town council. And just relaying from him, they're all in favor of this. With that in mind, I'd like to make a motion to accept the proposal as is. Grant the permit.
I'll second.
Thank you. And seconded by Mr. Fox. Comments on the motion, Mr. Plumlee?
I just have a question, Mr. Palmer, is whether there was any comment by the watermen regarding the time restrictions and
no,
whether
was
that
not.
Was important.
There was not. I didn't ask him about that. He didn't say anything.
Was there any desire of the board to consider an exemption to the restriction on with regards to this season for construction purposes or for the disposal or placement purposes?
My guess is that because those conditions have been a part of previous permits, they're assuming that they're sort of an automatic thing. Otherwise, if asked, they probably would have commented. And
we are
and
going right
into
crab shed season now, so
yeah.
It's their busy time of the year with that.
Yeah. Mr. Tanker, do you have a comment?
No, I now that I understand why, I mean, the crab shedding is a significant industry for them on that side of the island, so... I would go with the motion.
Okay. Any further comments on the motion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion carries unanimously. Chair votes aye.